All right, beautiful start to this day. It's going to be a great Friday. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up again in just a few minutes. School officials in school districts all across the country are grappling with how to start the school year, whether it's the Port Huron Area School District or the school district in Los Angeles or Miami. Big, big questions surrounding the start of school. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about this big decision, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. And I see where Port Huron is planning to offer both full-time in-person instruction in the fall and also the opportunity for students to learn from home. It's pretty much the same that even big districts, Detroit is doing essentially that here in Texas, districts likewise. It presents special challenges, though, especially in rural areas, Paul. If you intend to offer remote learning for those kids, online instruction, then you have to ensure that they have the technology available to them. I mean, schools are required to provide an education to students. And if the students don't have laptops or they don't have tablets, they don't have internet access, then that can cause some problems. So some districts I know are erecting data towers so that their kids will have access at least to Wi-Fi. Some of them sending Wi-Fi hotspots home with their kids, with their students, and others providing laptops and tablets. So it's going to be an expensive school year, this one coming because of coronavirus.
It is for a lot of reasons. I mean, you need the connectivity, you need the actual hardware, you need the computer, and then, you know, for those schools that are going to be open, you need to sort of retrofit them so that they'll be safe for students, keep them clean and germ-free.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously, besides the outlay of money that goes with, you know, data towers and with hardware, with laptops, there's also the potential loss of funding, too. School districts generally are funded based upon their enrollment. They get federal and state dollars based on that. And if more parents decide that, you know, they're just going to homeschool their kids rather than messing with either online instruction or in-person brick-and-mortar campuses and decide to keep the kids at home, then that district stands to lose that revenue that would have come from that family. So, yeah, it's really going to be challenging for the nation's education system. And a lot of those districts already were facing financial problems. Now they're looking at either an outlay of money or the loss of revenue from students staying home or both.
And as so often happens with education decisions, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but it really comes down to the individual district. It's not necessarily an entire state or national plan, is it?
Exactly right. Districts, I think, generally are making their own decisions. I know that's how Michigan works. Each district, it seems, has its own plan for getting school underway this coming academic year. So, yeah, it's certainly decentralized out of state government, and it's left to individual school districts. Those elected officials on school boards now are faced with the really tough decisions for the coming school year.
The thing that I think no district wants to deal with is having to shut down schools after they've reopened. I'm afraid that we're going to see a school year that's going to be marked by a lot of 14-day shutdowns, maybe 30-day shutdowns, maybe stop the school year early like we did this past year. I think this is going to happen nationwide.
Well, I think you're right. I think that's certainly going to happen in some districts out there. So I think that they're trying to backstop right now, trying to be ready, that they have contracts in place that they can get their kids, their laptops, and get some sort of technology learning going, get some online instruction happening so that if the brick-and-mortar campus does have to close, that the kids won't have to miss any instruction time, Paul.
Yeah, and it's all coming at us very, very quickly. Jim, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Take care.